Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. Some people believe wearing socks to bed is vital for a good night's rest, while others wouldn't dream of it. New research indicates wearing socks when you slumber can help your sleep and your health. Sleeping with cold feet causes less blood to circulate, which can lead to restless nights. Pulling on a pair of socks also helps regulate your body temperature. Nighttime sock wearing is particularly helpful for women experiencing hormonal changes during menopause. Controlling core body temperature helps combat hormonal fluctuations that lead to hot flashes, which can disrupt the sleep cycle. Sock wearing can also decrease your risk of Raynaud's disease, which causes some areas of your body, such as fingers and toes, to feel numb or cold. When paired with applying moisturizer, it can also help reduce dry feet and cracked heels. When searching for the perfect bedtime sock, look for breathable materials such as merino wool or cashmere. These will help your body regulate its temperature without overheating. It's also important to ensure they fit properly. Socks that are too tight can cut off your circulation. Compression socks should never be worn to bed unless prescribed by your doctor. To ensure good hygiene, you should select a clean pair before bed and change them in the morning. If wearing socks to bed is not for you, many of the same benefits can be achieved with a warm foot bath before you go to sleep or placing a blanket over the bottom of the bed. In addition, experts recommend keeping your bedroom temperature between 60 and 67 degrees. Who knew this unassuming garment could have such a profound impact on your sleep and health? Health in a Heartbeat is produced by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFTFM. Our medical advisors include University of Florida College of Medicine faculty members who provide the latest information in health research and patient care. Visit us at heartbeatradio.org.